yoga nidra for separation. This nidra will give you about 15 minutes of deep rest. Find a cozy space where you can recline undisturbed with all the cushions and blankets you need. It's time for you to rest. Hang up your do not disturb sign. To take some time to lie down and get really comfortable. You can lie on your side or maybe your back. It might be nice to have your knees supported. Have a blanket to keep warm and cozy. And some support for your head if you need it. Take time to faff around with cushions and supports to get really comfortable. Wriggle around a bit too, stretching and finding a position where your shoulders can release. Softly settling down. Sinking into your resting place. Letting your eyes soften or close now. Welcome to the practice of yoga nidra. Welcome to this safe, protected place of rest, to your home. Just arriving here is enough. We've burnt the to-do list and the hard part is over. There is no wrong way to do this. And it is all an invitation for you to take or leave as you please. All of you is welcome here, most especially the grumpy, wounded and judgy parts. And maybe they can rest here too. The intention of this practice is to accept the process of separation. That you are just fine as you are now. Noticing your breath, the uniqueness of each breath, just soft and effortless. Noticing how each breath holds the seasonal cycle. Each cycle subtly different and yet the same. Deep, effortless and soft. The start of the in-breath, the dawn of spring. Coming into the fullness of summer. Then releasing into the autumn of the out-breath. And the quiet of winter. Notice how the seasons roll effortlessly through you. The inevitability of it, without any pushing or trying involved. The building of the in-breath, the filling and expansion. Always followed by the release and emptying of the out-breath. The building of spring and summer filling and expanding you. Always followed by the release and emptying of the autumn and winter. Spring and summer bringing you out into the world. And autumn and winter bringing you home to yourself. Noticing perhaps the moment of release in the out-breath. Perhaps there's a softening there. A letting go of effort, maybe. A coming back to earth. in your own way and your own pace for a few rounds. Enjoy that first release of the out-breath. Enjoying your observation of your breath as it comes and goes easily. Now take a moment to imagine that something good is coming your way, inviting a pleasing sense of anticipation. Good stuff is coming towards you. Notice how this feels in your body. Perhaps there's an opening or a softening, like an inner smile. Let that inner smile soften you. Let yourself beam. Bringing your attention now to the body, we're going to take a journey, visiting places in the body and imagining they could each in turn soften and release in their own way. Starting with the third eye between the eyebrows, softening and releasing the tongue at the tip, the length of the tongue and the root of the tongue. Feeling a sweet release in the place where the collarbones meet on the upper chest, that little hollow there. Continuing to the right shoulder joint, releasing through the arm, to the elbow, the bones of the wrist, and to the center of the palm. So reassuring. Feeling softness in the tip of the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Travelling back up the right arm to the armpit. The side of the ribs releasing gently. The waist, the right hip joint, and on down the thigh to the right knee. The softness and release in your ankle, the top of the right foot, and the sole of the right foot. The point just below the ball of the foot and the tip of each toe, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Letting the softness flow back up through the ankle, knee, and hip. Releasing and softening the center of the pubic bones, the navel, solar plexus, the heart, and back to the center of the collarbones, secret hollow. Continuing now to the left shoulder joint, releasing through the left arm to the elbow, the bones of the wrist, the center of the palm, feeling softness in the tip of the left thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Traveling back up the left arm to the armpit. The side of the ribs softening gently. The waist. The left hip joint, left thigh, down the thigh to the left knee, softness releasing in the ankle, the top of the left foot and the sole of the left foot, point just below the ball of the foot, from the very tip of each toe, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Letting softness flow back up through the left ankle, knee, and hip. Releasing and softening into the center of the pubic bones, the navel, solar plexus, and the heart, and back to the center of the collarbones. Coming to the back of the body now, feeling softening in the sacrum, and every vertebrae from the lower back all the way up the spine, all releasing. Shoulder blades soften. The neck, the base of the skull, spacious. The back of the head, the crown. Forehead. A warm softening in the left temple and right temple. Left eyelid and right eyelid, between the eyebrows, all the way down to the tip of the nose. Left cheek and right cheek, left jaw and right jaw, top lip and bottom lip, the place where the lips kiss together. And as the breath comes in, notice how each place we've visited expands slightly. Maybe moves away from its neighbor, giving each other more space. And then as the breath leaves, each part settles more comfortably back into its place. Breathing in to create space, and breathing out to land even more comfortably home. Breathing in to expand. Breathing out to land comfortably, all at your own pace. With the attention on this pulsation with the breath, each time giving space on the in-breath and settling cozily back home on the out-breath. Expanding and landing. Taking space and coming home safe. Now, holding the experience of both expansion and coming home safe at the same time. How would that be? To have both together, is that even possible? To have both expansion and spaciousness at the same time. Letting that go. Imagine that you could journey down inside, into the pelvic bowl, where you find you can rest in a safe, comfortable nest with just the right kind of softness, just the right cushions and blankets for you to rest perfectly. Look how the gleaming, resilient structure of the pelvis encircles you and holds you safe, free from worries or cares. You are protected here. Deep in the center lies a precious fruit, glowing, ripening, blushing golden in her fullness. And as you rest safely here, This golden fruit shines out a beautiful golden light to fill the pelvic bowl, allowing you to be both separate and safe. Separate and safe. A golden light surrounding you all about. The soft golden light gently burns off what no longer serves you, letting you rest calmly in your separation. Resting quiet and safe, deep in the pelvic bowl, nourished as you effortlessly release. Releasing what no longer serves, effortlessly, so you can rest. Noticing the breath once more. How each breath holds the seasonal cycle, maybe each one the same or different. Without pushing or changing the breath in any way, name the seasons as they roll through you. Spring and summer, autumn and winter. The start of the in-breath, the dawn of spring, blossoming into the fullness of summer, releasing into the autumn of the out-breath, and the quiet of winter right at the end, as effortlessly as possible. Belly rises with the in-breath, always followed by the falling back into the out-breath. Take another moment to imagine that something good is coming your way. A warm openness, ready to receive goodness. Notice how this feels in your body as you open to goodness, like an inner smile. And returning to the breath now, noticing how the in-breath starts to trickle more strongly into the nooks and crannies of the body. Breathing life into the dry places, bringing life into the moist places, opening into curves and hollows, breathing into the joints, breathing yourself into the dips and unknown places. Let the breath warm the dry places. The forgotten places between each toe, under each fingernail, into dimples and wrinkles, wobbly bits and tightness through scars and freckles, as we return back towards the here and now. Your breath becoming noisier now. Hearing the whispers of the breathing in your nose. Maybe other body sounds, grumbling and groans. Cracking, sounds in the room around you, the sounds beyond the room, as you come back into the here and now, back safe and sound in your comfortable place, stretching in any way that feels good for your body to move. You might like to lie on your side and rest a little longer, remembering where you are and what you'll see when you open your eyes, just softly. As we close this practice of Yoga Nidra to accept the process of separation, come back into the here and now. Give yourself some gentle integration time to potter about before returning to your day. Congratulations on giving yourself this rest. It will benefit many more people than you know.